Chapter 2. Just a Fairy Tale. These interruptions happened often for some years. I became terrified of the Sandman. I often dreamed of his footsteps walking toward me in my sleep. I struggled to wake but could not open my eyes. The footsteps grew closer and closer. I struggled to move, but my body was held still, as if by magic. The footsteps came to my bed and stopped. In my dream, there was silence. Then there was a terrible breathing that came closer and closer. Oh, how I hate to remember it. I never woke from these dreams. They just played over and over in my head. Sometimes they changed, but only a little. In all of them, the Sandman was coming, and I could not escape. Eventually, I found the courage to ask our cook about the Sandman. She laughed and told me the Sandman was just a fairy tale. He came in the night to boys and girls who would not sleep. I suddenly understood. My mother said the Sandman was coming because she wanted me to go to bed. How amazed I was to hear this! The Sandman was just a fairy tale! All of my fears fell away at that moment, but my joy was short-lived. "The Sandman," the cook continued, "comes to boys and girls and throws hot sand into their eyes to make them sleepy. That's why your eyes are sore at night, Nathaniel." I still thought he did not seem so terrible. "The children fall down fast asleep," the cook went on. "Then the Sandman takes out their eyes. He puts the eyes in a bag and flies away, back to his nest. In the nest, his children, the birdmen, are waiting. They have human bodies and beaks on their faces. The Sandman throws the eyeballs to his terrible children, and they eat them up." My face went white. It was worse than I feared. The Sandman was truly a horrible monster. Then I remembered that it was just a fairy tale. The color returned to my face. From then on, I decided to forget the Sandman entirely. But I still had questions. Who was visiting my father's study so late at night? And why did his visit scare my mother so badly?